Aurora Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of The Night Village, written by Zoe Dalul and read by Nicolette Chin. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by Aurora. For Felix. I have my dead, and I have let them go, and was amazed to see them so contented, so soon at home in being dead, so cheerful, so unlike their reputation. Only you return. Brush past me. Loiter. Try to knock against something, so that the sound reveals your presence. Oh, don't take from me what I am slowly learning. From Requiem for a Friend, Rainer Maria Rilke. 1. Every so often, I'd escape that clean, metal-bright hospital room by looking out the window. I'd stare out at the council estate across the road, at the sprinkling of powdery snow on its tiled roof. Was the snow getting heavier, or was it stalling, like me? Sometime before dawn, the midwife excused herself, then returned with her arms clamped around a careless pile of white sheets. A sleepy-looking porter trailed her with a fold-out bed and set it up next to mine, and then the midwife made Paul a rough nest with the sheets and raised her eyebrows at him like he was an overtired child. "You need to sleep now," she said. But when she left the room for her break, he squeezed my hand, and I knew he wouldn't rest until it was over. As we stared at each other, I couldn't believe we were about to become parents, when a year ago we were just getting to know each other. "Whatever you need, tell me," he said, close to my ear. We'd arrived hours earlier, the lift opening onto a brightly lit hallway. In front of us was a double door with a security guard stationed in front of it. Postnatal ward. Spelled out above another set of doors a little way down the corridor were the words labour and delivery. The letters were bold and red and impossible to miss, even as another contraction fastened around my belly like a steel claw. As I doubled over with my hand against the wall, wondering how I would ever reach those big red letters, a man emerged from the postnatal ward. He looked like someone I might have walked past at Broadway Market on a Saturday morning, a guardian tucked under his arm. He seemed composed, if a little tired.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?